السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa and over the receivers, once again this majlis of zikrullah. In this cold winter night, we will warm ourselves with the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, inshaAllah. It is very, very strange, but it is true, that a time will come when the stomachs of the people, of the pious, of the righteous, of the believers, during the fitnas of Dajjal, the stomach will be filled with zikrullah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fill the stomach with zikrullah. Because Dajjal is going to invite people towards his jannat. Those who will believe in him, he will give them a lot of food, clothing, plenty to drink, eat. So the people will be trapped by this magical tricks of his. And especially those who are very much inclined towards music, they will be attracted towards Dajjal. Dajjal with his music is going to attract them very, very easily. Nevertheless, so we are talking about Zikrullah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself, many places in the Quran Sharif, as you have heard many times, and in many ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have been exhorted to make Zikrullah. It is a means of protection from the fitnas. It is a means of lighting up our hearts with the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The most important thing is that we have to strengthen the iman of ours. And all these are the means of strengthening that iman. The most important thing is the iman. Without the iman, a person builds hospitals, he does, builds clinics, and he feeds the poor and the needy and the destitute, and he does a lot of good things. Then Allah Ta'ala will reward him in this world for his good deeds and actions. But in the akhirah, there will be nothing. It is like a person in these times, it is very easy to understand that if a person is arrested on a terrorism charge, on a terrorism act, is arrested, and it is proven that he manufactured, made some kind of a bomb and he went and blasted it somewhere. It was proven also. Now he stands up in court and he says, but don't you know how many hospitals I built and how many poor I helped and assisted and how many needy people I served? Does any government accept that? If he was trying to topple and overthrow the government by means of his act, of course in these days any innocent person also can be arrested and charged for terrorism. That is a different story. But I'm talking about in reality, if the person was part of an underground organization that was trying to overthrow the government, and they also were arrested and charged for making bombs and detonating them here or there and destroying and damaging property and life, So this person now, he cannot stand up in court and say that I have helped a lot of poor and needy and see how much of homes I built for the destitute, those without shelter, I provided them shelter. And also in the educational field, I assisted and helped so many pupils. All those things are of no worth when the person is charged for terrorism. So like that, blasphemy, disbelief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, these type of things, if the person has done some good deeds, he'll get some rewards in this world. But in the hereafter, it is going to be of no avail. So iman, the foundation is iman. In one informal majlis the other day, I was saying to our friends, and of course as I say that informal in reality is inform all. That's what informal means. That you take any building, we cannot see the foundation. What went into the foundation, we can't see. Either is a 100-story building, then the foundation has to be strong to take that building. The engineer, and this was because one person walked in and asked him, what do you do? He said, I'm doing engineering. So I said, you see, the engineer will check now how strong is the foundation. He's got to work out that how much of steel has to go in here. Because if you want to put up a 100-story building, it has to have that much strong foundation. So steel, concrete and all these other things that will go into the foundation to hold that huge building. We don't see that foundation. Do we see the foundation? We will see the outside building, beautiful building, so tall, skyscrapers, and look at all the decoration, and look at all the architectural designing and everything else. We will look at that. But nobody will go there and look deep down inside the foundation, what's there. We will look at the building and we will conclude that this building must have got a very, very strong foundation to be able to hold a 150-story skyscraper. It will be that foundation that will hold it. But we are going to see the outside, not the foundation. And yet all that went into the foundation, all the steel and everything else, that's why it's holding that building. So like that, our iman, that is inside the heart. Who is going to see inside our hearts? Only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sees inside our hearts. And for some awliya-i kiram, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them some kind of kashf now and again. But that is a different thing. But in reality, that iman of each person, that is the foundation. True belief in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. True belief in the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, or the messengers of Allah ta'ala. In Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, as the last and the final messenger. To believe in the angels of Allah ta'ala, to believe in life after death, to believe in qiyamah, to believe in jannah, jahannam, to believe in all these things. When the person truly believes, then all that is within his heart. The belief is in the heart. But that is the foundation. It depends on how strong is his belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's being all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing. It will depend on that because that's the foundation. As strong as his belief is, you will see the outside building that much strong. In other words, the person's namaz, the person's akhlaq, or the person's ibadat, his worship of Allah Ta'ala, his namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, the person's dealings, the person's transactions, the person's akhlaq, his morals, his behavior, his etiquette, things which we repeat every time, his relationship with his wife, with his children, with his families, with his neighbors, with the society, his temperament and his nature, whether the person's fuse keeps on blowing, he's always got high temperature. As we say, he's got high temperature, send him to the doctors. So some people have high temperature. They have to be sent to the spiritual doctors. So now this person's akhlaq, his relationship with people, and in every aspect of his life, it depends on that foundation. How strong is that foundation, that much strong will be the building outside. If the foundation is very weak, then you will find the person collapsing. Sometimes porn sites, sometimes drugs, sometimes adultery, sometimes fornication, sometimes gambling, sometimes other kinds of sins, he collapses. Because the foundation is not strong. And then again you build it up, but not enough material was put into the foundation. The engineers did not pass that building. That means the Allahwalas did not pass that building. And the person already started bragging about his piety and his taqwa and his God fear, Allah Ta'ala's fear and khawf-e akhirat. The person started thinking very high of himself. And suddenly you find the building collapsed again. The beard is gone, the kurta is gone, the cloak is gone, the scarf is gone. And that building collapsed again. Why? Because that foundation was not very solid and very strong. So the foundation has to be strong. So these majalis, these programs are for that purpose. That we try to develop that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we make this foundation solid and strong. And even though the foundation may be very strong and solid, but sometimes you do find some crack on the building here, some crack on the building there, or some slight damage here and there. Now that what they do? They scrape a little and they put polyfiller and put it right. So which means if the foundation is strong and solid, the building won't collapse. There will be some cracks here and there. Those are the cracks of sins, the accidental sins. So the person now makes sincere tawbah from those sins and fill up those cracks. If it is the rights of people, fulfill it. Namaz, roza, zakat, make qaza. Any harm, injury caused to any person asking for maaf. Now that is the filling up of those cracks. Now that can happen to any building. The best of buildings also after some time will say, look, there's a slight crack. Some of them will have just what they call a hairline crack. By the way, I haven't done any building and construction. Some don't they say this is just a hairline, nothing very much. Now that is the people who are pious, righteous. Their foundation is solid. Iman, yaqeen is solid. But sometimes some lagzish, some mistake, some error. So that's just a hairline. Some cracks are big. They need extra polyfiller. So for those people we say now extra tawbah, extra remorse and regret turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is the purpose of this majalis. So this is not a bayan program, but these nasihats keep in mind. That if this iman foundation is solid and strong, then it will hold that building of akhlaq, of muamlat, of muasharat. It will hold that building. But if that iman foundation is weak, then it will collapse. So tonight, instead of going into any lengthy bayan, we will get to Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's beautiful munajat, which I think we did not read for the past couple of months now. Just after Ramadan might have been once. Just before coming for namaz, out of the blue my grandson requested that I should read this majala hai kuch bhi. So therefore when a grandson requests, then it's a grand request.
मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे
मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे सो दिस विल बी द बयान फॉर टुनाइट यू हैव हर्ड दिस मेनी टाइम्स But as I stated earlier, that the whole purpose is to check how strong is the foundation. So whatever tawfiq we get of ibadat, zikr, tilawat, of assistance and help to the needy, the poor, destitute, or to do any good deed, Then we must always believe that it is a tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In our power is to have the desire and to make some effort. But the tawfiq also for that comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But He has given us a willpower which we must use correctly. Therefore we are questioned, therefore we are answerable, therefore we are accountable. Otherwise the person will say that then why must we really do anything? Allah ta'ala, if He decides to make us make namaz, He'll make us make namaz. And if Allah ta'ala decides that we should not make namaz, we shouldn't make namaz. So if, why blame me if I don't make namaz? So now that is an ideology that is now becoming quite widespread. That if you say that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who gives the tawfiq, then if He gives, alhamdulillah, if He doesn't give, then why must blame the person? So if that is the case, then the person mustn't even go to his business house. He mustn't go to the college, he mustn't go to the university, he mustn't go into Darul Uloom, he mustn't pick up the Quran Sharif and start doing any kind of effort to become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. He must relax and finish. After that, if Allah ta'ala wills, he'll get up as a hafiz. And if Allah ta'ala wills, then he'll get some food to eat. And if Allah ta'ala wills, then his business, without opening the shop, the customers will come to his house without purchasing anything, they'll leave all the money and go away. So why they we do not believe in that same philosophy? They we make an effort and then we say, now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the provider, Allah ta'ala is the sustainer. Because it's a world of means, so therefore we have to make the right effort. The strength Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give, tawfiq comes from there. So, majalahe kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq hai khuda de. Like tonight, you could have been, Allah ta'ala forbid, we could have been in disco, cinema, theater, somewhere else. But we made some kind of niyat, we had decided, some people decided from last week that we'll be attending the Thursday night programs. Somebody decided this morning and somebody decided just before the Isha namaz. Whoever decided and made some effort to come towards the masjid, then he attended the program. But if the person just remains sleeping, so majala hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq hai khuda de. I mentioned that one incident that the one person, he was a bola bala, but in fact in reality he was a fool. So he said that if Allah ta'ala provides food and drink, so why must I make any kind of effort? So I'm not going to eat and drink until Allah Ta'ala Himself feeds me. So now he waited and waited and waited, nothing came. When the hunger increased to a level that he could bear it no more, so then he went to one of the garages where they have these takeaways, by way of example. So he went there and he sat down there. So some people went inside, they bought all the sandwiches, burgers and everything else, came outside, they ate and they went away. They didn't offer him anything. After some time, another whole group came, they went inside, they purchased all their cold drinks and fruits and biscuits and chocolates and came outside, they ate and they too went away. Now he's getting more and more hungry. Then another group came, so he started coughing. So they said, yeah, this person looks hungry, offer him also. So he said, come join us. So he joined. And afterwards when he met this Maulana, he said, Maulana, your bayan was very good, but one more thing you have to always mention, that Allah Ta'ala gives, but you have to cough. So in reality he was right, that coughing is going and making the effort, although he made it in the wrong place.
Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ai khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, yeh chahein sab mere irade. Bahut dinon reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de.
O Allah, far too long have I remained an absolutely useless person. We should think of ourselves as absolutely useless. No matter how much we do, can we really do justice for the eyes that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, for our hearing, for our speech, for our heart, liver and lungs, for our heart and mind, for the intelligence. Can anybody do justice? We can never do justice. Therefore you will find the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhu majma'een, the Tawin, the Tawin, the Mashayikh, the Awliya, the more they do, the more they humble themselves. Because before them is the azmat and the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If a person is 30,000 feet above sea level and he looks down, then he will say, I am really, really very, very high above everyone. Because he's looking from there. But I always say the person must look high up, higher up. Then he will see that there's somebody at 90,000, somebody at 120,000, and somebody has landed on the moon, and somebody may be reaching Mars. So the more higher he looks, then he will find himself very low. So our problem is that we consider ourselves to be very, very high and superior to everyone because we don't have the azmat and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in our heart. We look at the ibadat of others, we look at the zikr tilawat of others, we look at the charities of others, and sometimes it may be less than ours, so therefore we think of ourselves as superior. So this should not be our condition. We should think that, bahut dino reh chuka nikamma. Oh Allah, far too long have I remained a useless person. Bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. My life is running out, oh my beloved Allah. I haven't accumulated any capital. A person when he's going to another country before he goes to settle there and relocate, the person is already concerned that he must have some house on the other side. He must have some capital to settle down. He must have his furniture, he must have the necessities and requirements. The person makes arrangements, or he will borrow money, whatever he will do, but he doesn't just go pitch up in a foreign country and say, I've come here to settle, without making any preparation. And yet in these countries we can still find our requirements, with a little bit of effort. But once we leave this world and go to the akhirat, then where are we going to go and search for our capital? Our capital will have to be taken from this world. The capital of good deeds has to come with us. We cannot go there and start searching for the capital. So therefore he says, Mekabs, bahut dino mein reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Turn towards Allah Ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, make me a valuable person. Make me an asset to the community. Make me an asset, whether it comes to deen or anything else, but let me be of use. Let me be a person in the house also who is a person that is of taqwa, of piety, of good character, good akhlaq. Let me not be a person who is absolutely useless. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے او اللہ how long I am in a dream world. Now get me up from this dream world. We all are in a dream world. We are just passing away our time. When the angel of death will come, then we will get up from our sleep. When Allah Wala was told, he said, Hazrat, our hearts are sleeping. So he said, if the heart was sleeping, then a sleeping person, you shake him up, he gets up. How many bayans I have given, how much of my waz and nasihat you have been listening, but still you're not getting up, so it shows the heart is not sleeping, it is dead. Because if it was sleeping, you should have got up by now. How much more nasihat does a person need? You see, if your hearts were sleeping, you would have got up with a little bit of shake-up. But all the bayans and still nobody getting up, so it shows the hearts are dead. As the Shah Ata'ullah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi used to make bayan from Isha till Fajr, nobody used to get up. He said that if my bayans, I had to give it to the mountains, they would have shattered to smithereens. And if I had to give it to the ocean, they would have dried up. But I've been giving the bayans throughout my life to human beings who don't seem to be either getting up or doing anything. Of course, there will be people that will change. But here, what he was trying to get across was that after so much of bayan, still there's so much of negligence. He said, Mere bayan ke baad, बस लोग ये कहते हैं कि वाह शाहजी वाह, और कोई कहता है आह शाहजी आह, तुम्हारी वाह वाह में और आह आह में शाहजी हो गया तबाह। वाह वाह, व्हाट अ ब्यूटीफुल बयान। Or when he is gone into prison because he was against the British government fighting. So he said at that time, he'll make, ah, ah, Shahji, you're gone into prison. So, mikab se hoon mehve khab ghaflat, bas ab jaga de, oh Allah, how long I'm in this dream world, in the world of negligence, oh my Allah, get me up now, get me up. Because Allah Ta'ala has got his power and qudrat to get a person up if he wishes to. One little shake up of the earth and see how everybody gets up for Fajr Namaz. All those who say we can't get up for Fajr Namaz, one shake up of the earth and see how they run to the nearest masjid or the most distant masjid. The building must just sway. Allah Ta'ala must protect all of us. So this negligence, Allah Ta'ala knows how to bring a person to bow down before him, but it is Allah Ta'ala's system. He's very merciful, very forgiving. He gives a very long rope sometimes. Many, many opportunities. Change, change, change. Come back, come back. Who else will go on tapping at the doors that come back? Allah Ta'ala is very merciful and very forgiving. So therefore this negligence, as I said, is that hen which lays all the eggs. All the other eggs is because of this ghaflat and negligence, all the other eggs are laid. When a person is negligent, then he'll go to the cinema, theater, disco, adultery, fornication, here, there, everywhere, he gets caught up because of that negligence. That little while of negligence, the person makes a smash. Let the person while driving doze off for a little while, few seconds, in a busy road, and see what happens. If there's a truck behind him and a bus in front of him, and then he says, no, but I only dozed off for a few seconds. In that few seconds, the person's life is gone.
Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے.
ریموس اینڈ ریگریٹ آفٹر دس. سو ریڈ ناؤ.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب, یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما, بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت, بس اب جگا دے, بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری, اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری, اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr e aakhirat ho بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں.
او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, ان یور پاتھ ایوری بڈی ہیز ٹیکن آف. وی لک ایٹ ایوری بڈی ایلس ایز بیٹر دین اور سیلفز. So Allah, everyone seems to have taken off. We don't know how high they are flying. But I am still like speck of dust on the ground. Or we are still like that leaf which has dried up. And when the wind blows, then it picks up the leaf for a little while. And the leaf seems to be flying. But as soon as the wind stops, it's back on the ground. And it starts from one end, and then you will find the leaf on another end of the world. We are like that. We don't go higher than that. Make our tawbah, break our tawbah. They say, Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Oh my beloved Allah, in your beautiful garden, everyone is a rose. Everyone is a beautiful rose. What beautiful fragrance the roses are emanating. The whole rooms are getting permeated. The fragrance of those roses are spreading throughout the orchard. Everyone is a rose. But my beloved Allah, in that beautiful rose garden, I am the only thorn. We must consider ourselves as thorns. Consider everybody else as roses. As I mention always whenever we discuss this beautiful munajat, that we do not know how many people we have hurt and caused injury and pain to. How many people's hearts we have sliced with our tongues. The authority and power that Allah Ta'ala gave us of some kind or the other, how much of it we abuse. Sometimes it is the suppression and oppression and tyranny. This oppression and tyranny not only at the government level, but sometimes it is within our own homes. We terrorize our children, we terrorize our wives, we terrorize our families, we terrorize our parents. Parents are complaining. My son booted me. My son punched me. My son threw me out of the house. So, oh Allah, in your beautiful garden, everybody else is a rose. They are benefiting, helping, assisting. And I am a thorn. So what should the thorn be then be? Is there no place for the thorn like us? Thorns like us, is there no place? There is definitely a place, and that is that we attach ourselves firmly to the rose. So that when that rose goes into the court of the king, then they will not clip out the thorns from that rose flower. With the stem, the roses will also, the thorns will also go. In other words, try to adopt the akhlaq of the rose. Doesn't mean just physical closeness and finish, the person will reach Jannat. It means you must adopt the akhlaq of those roses. We are thorns, but we must search for roses and then adopt the akhlaq of that rose. Because the thorn moves with that rose. If it wants to go to the court of the king, then it moves with that rose. Meaning it follows that rose. The akhlaq of the person must become like that rose. The mu'amalat, the dealing, the character, everything. Then it will go. And then if there's some weakness also, it will still go, inshallah. So, tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho. Oh Allah, give me also some fikr of the aakhirat. Bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Living a life of total negligence. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool kaar mein hoon. Har dam karun main hai mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Oh Allah, you know fully well, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. My condition of my heart you know so well, that how filthy and dirty it is. Now this is Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, great wali of Allah Ta'ala. So it's not about his heart that he's talking. We must look into our hearts. But the great person like himself, but that is how, that humility in him. Filahi tujhe to maloom hai, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. ourselves. We must look at our hearts, filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with hub of dunya and hub of maal. The usage of the maal and wealth that is permissible, but the love of that wealth which leads to friction and fights and quarrels and arguments and murders and killings and all kinds of things is that hub, that hubbu dunya. Tujhe to maloom hai, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Every hair of mine is immersed in the ocean of sins, oh my Allah. Adultery, fornication, drugs, drink, wine, women, porn sites. Which sin is there, my Allah, which we are not committing? Nations of the past, even they committed these type of sins, they were destroyed. It is due to the rahmat of Nabiyya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are saved. So, gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera, my beloved Allah. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, this is my last day. We don't know when the person will leave from this world. So he must consider the day that he is blessed with life as being the last day of his life. And we don't even know whether we are going to live for the whole day. Look at the sudden deaths. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Oh my beloved Allah, these are the last days of my life. But I have to leave this world and come to you and answer, and I'm accountable for all my actions and deeds. So put right my affairs of this world and the akhirat. Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyu mein. My Allah, my life which is gone in the muhabbat of nafs and shaitan is gone. The remaining days or hours or years that may be, let it be in your muhabbat, in your love, in the love of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person will not be deprived of good food and good clothes and good car and good home if the person has got love of Allah ta'ala. Does it stop him from that? His life will now become truly a very pleasant one. The heart will enjoy such kind of closeness, such kind of muhabbat of Allah ta'ala. When the waves from the ocean of the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala will flow in those hearts, then the person will say that, where did I waste my life? Where did I waste my life? Oh Allah, you had blessed me with youth, where did I waste my youth? You blessed me with wealth, where did I waste my wealth? So therefore, oh Allah, the life that's gone is gone, but the life that remains, teri muhabbat mein ab jiyu mein. And the person finds a kind of sukoon and tranquility. It is not a fairy tale. I've mentioned this many times. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a fantasy world that we are talking about. It's a reality, it's a haqiqat. Allah Ta'ala has given millions of people that kind of sukoon. Outside conditions may be of poverty, may be of difficulty, of hardship, of pain and suffering. But inside the heart, because they are with Allah, so they enjoy a kind of tranquility which the kings of the world do not know.
Ardam karume ae mere bari. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. الله الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو
Oh Allah, it is not distant. It is not something that is impossible. It is not something that is beyond your ocean of muhabbat and love and forgiveness. Just one drop from that is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind. And oh Allah, karam.
Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho.
Oh Allah, if you have to show your kindness, you have to show your generosity and you have to open up the doors of maghfirat and forgiveness, then it is something that is expected of you because you are most merciful, most forgiving, most compassionate, most tolerant, most beneficent Allah.
So what I need, O my Allah, is your madad, your help, your assistance. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish. A little bit of effort from my side, for which I'm asking tawfiq from you again. But from your side, the pull of your jazb, the pull from you, my Allah, if you have to pull us towards you, meaning if you have to make our hearts inclined towards you, if you have to change the direction of our hearts, then nobody is going to question you, my beloved Allah.
بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری I acknowledge my Allah I am not denying I am making اعتراف of قصور that my whole life has been wasted in sins in vices in evil in disobedience but now give me the توفیق of good deeds and good actions good اخلاق good morals good behavior رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت Now I remain occupied in zikr and your ibadat and in your obedience.
Har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے Allah, 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 Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيون غفار الذنوب. الله او ماي بيلوفد الله ماي رحيم الله ماي كريم الله موست فورجيفينغ الله موست كومباشنيت موست لافينغ موست كيرينغ الله او ماي موست بيوتيفول الله تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں، تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy, then my beloved Allah, we will face nothing but destruction in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. My beloved Allah, you yourself have declared in the Quran Sharif, فَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh my beloved Allah, you have declared in the Quran Sharif, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah, not before some idol. We are not extending our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing, my beloved Allah, you have created the heavens and the earth. My beloved Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. The more we beg of you, the more happy and pleased you become. If we do not beg of you, you become displeased and unhappy. For there is no limit to your treasures, my beloved Allah. Your treasures are unlimited. We are therefore seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness to forgive us, my Allah. From your unlimited treasures of mercy to have mercy upon us. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy and jealousy. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you are watching the movement of that ant. Then how you cannot be aware, how can you not be aware of our movements, our actions, our deeds? But, O my Allah, you give us opportunities upon opportunities to repent, to express remorse and regret and to turn towards you. For you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. You are Rahim, you are Kareem, and Kareem gives to those who are not even deserving. Oh my beloved Allah, garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا.
گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ. Where do we go, my Allah? Which are the doors there for us that we can tap? There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts. Remove the darkness from our hearts. Light up our hearts, my beloved Allah. Bless us with such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Bless us all with the best of dunya and akhirah. Bless the ummah with the best of dunya and akhirah. Distance us from nafs and shaitan.
وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Bless us with complete shifa from all sicknesses and ailments, physical and spiritual. Whosoever in hospitals, clinics, homes, those who have undergone operations, those who will be undergoing operations. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless each and every one with complete shifa. Wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa. We know that sometimes sicknesses, ailments, difficulties and hardships can be a blessing in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Even if it is in the form of rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good health. If the weakness is a rahmat, change it to the rahmat of strength. If the poverty is a rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good wealth. Bless us in barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our times. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us in barakat. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give us the himmat and the courage to throw out of our homes and our life all those things that's causing so much of corruption and fitna. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, hum jaise bhi hai bande magar tere hai, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my Allah? There's no one to accept dirty-hearted people like us besides you, my Allah. Your doors of forgiveness are always open. Ay Rabbi Kareem, therefore we are seeking from you. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tablighu da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtimaat gash talim ko qubool farma. جو تیری راہ میں تو کرے کھا رہے ان کو قبول کر. اے رب کریم خان کا مدارس مساجد تمام دینی انجمنوں کو قبول فرما. Make us yours and become ours. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری. کہ تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا سنگ. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to leave this world someday. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madinah for you. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, or phone sites watching on internet. We don't know when the angel of death will squeeze out the soul from our bodies. Bless us with your qurb, with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen and your muhabbat. Ay Rabbi Kareem, you are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations, tamanna of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this fall of the night. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, desires and tamanna. And you are well aware of the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of each and every individual.
with your fazal, kindness and ihsan, remove the difficulties. Throughout the world, the ummat of Nabi Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khair al-bakareen, farraham farma, karam farma. Remove the pain, suffering and division. Palestine, Kashmir, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia, Pakistan, all parts of the world, my beloved Allah. Also remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayat and guidance. And everyone make them worthy of their future. Bless her with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam make for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that we ask for protection, protect us. And the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. هاي يا الله أنت قبولك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا